Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Why am I still doing this? I forget the microphone.
Oh, my gosh.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is finally Friday, and the date is November 8th. As we get ready for, it's actually a long weekend for some people because it's Veterans Day on Monday.
Okay.
But we're going to be here. We've got a guest and everything. Next week is all full of guests, so it's going to be party time here.
My first guest.
Yeah, I know.
Very excited.
Yeah, I know. Very cool.
Where are they going to be?
So you're hearing the voice of Jen, who's joined the show a couple of days ago, and I get some good feedback, too, you know?
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to hear about that later.
Yeah, people said there's a good vibe and everything, so that's good.
Good.
People that I trust and things like that. So
awesome.
Not that I need confirmations, you
of
know?
Of course, but it's
always
nice to hear. Yeah.
It's nice to have some feedback, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know. Did you tell your family you're doing this now?
Absolutely.
Are they happy for you?
My mom demanded the website immediately. Uh-huh. She was like, I need to catch up on all the shows that have happened.
Right?
Are you talking about? What are you doing on there? What's this guy like? You know, the normal mom drill. So.
Yeah, I know,
yeah.
Right?
So.
I know in the past I've had some parents actually listening, calling in and everything. So some parents get involved, some don't, you know.
Yeah.
My mom is not into this at all, so I don't I don't have her call in or anything. But, yeah.
Where does your mom live?
She lives out here in West Hills.
Okay, great.
So, but she's totally out of it now, you know. She does absolutely nothing. It really bothers me, you know. But it, like, pains me to go see her because there's not much to talk about. So you just kind of go there and spend time with her and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, she was half dead already a few months ago, you know. She was like, I mean, we already made arrangements and everything. She was, like, non-responsive.
Is she sick?
She was, yeah, and... she had, she's got a lot of things, but she had been to the hospital, and then she came out of it, and she was, we bought hospice service already, like a nurse, and just to make her comfortable in her last days, and they said it could be hours, it could be days, you know, we don't know, really.
And then she got better.
And then she got better, came back into the living,
what among the living. What a little
fighter. I know, so we figured she probably doesn't want to go yet, you know.
No, she's not ready.
But I got to tell you, she hasn't been the same since, you know. I mean, it's not like she did a lot before that.
Sure.
But now it's like she kind of slurs and stuff. We don't know what's going on. But she's got a great caregiver, and they're like best of friends, almost like mother and daughter, you know.
It's
so
great
that's
to have
cool.
a companion for her. You know, that's really hard. It's hard seeing your parents go through things like that.
Right.
Yeah, my dad was sick for a long time, so I saw that. Yeah, I saw that go down for quite some time. Yeah, it's really hard.
I know. My dad, too. And so we've had caregivers for a while there, and she's very lucky to have someone she likes, you know, because she rejected a lot of them that came in. And the thing is that... always, if you can afford it, obviously, you should have a caregiver for your parents. Nobody should have to care for their own parents, you know. It's just not, there's no dignity in that, you know. I mean, you have to take them to the bathroom and all that stuff. It's like kids should not have to do that for their parents. So, that's why it's important to save up some money for retirement and things like that, you know. Thankfully, my dad left some money and some property, so we're able to take care of her that way. But who knows how many more years it's going to go on like this.
I feel like it's probably really weird for the parent to have their kid helping, probably more so.
Right.
You know?
So, the only way we're helping is just being there, buying groceries, taking care of everything.
Yeah, and just talking
like
to
that.
Her and doing
what
you
can. Yeah, you know? Yeah. But it's painful when... she has nothing to do. She has nothing to say. And, so she's not listening to the show. That's how we got on this topic.
Yeah.
But at any rate, you told me you have a brother, right?
I do. I have a brother and a sister.
Oh, and a sister too?
Yeah. They're a year and a half apart, and I came 8 years later.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was so a little like the baby, the happy right? oops.
Yeah. You know, I have a brother who's 12 years younger than I am.
Okay.
So I don't know what my parents did there, but you know, sometimes you just wonder, you know.
Are you guys close?
Not with him, not so much.
Okay.
I'm closer with my middle brother who lives here. My youngest brother lives in China now. They were just here a week ago visiting with their kids and stuff. But no, we're not as close, you know.
Yeah, I didn't get close with my siblings until my 20s.
Later, right?
Yeah, for sure.
When the age gets closer and it doesn't really matter.
For sure.
I know. Well, the thing is, a lot of my life has happened because I came here at 16 and separated from my family and stuff, you know. So that was, that affected a lot of things. And then my brother didn't really remember me, you know. So, yeah. In a few minutes, I'm going to take a break of about 2 minutes because our host next door is running a little behind. So I'm just going to have to go outside and start him up, start a show, put him on the air and stuff. But that's in a few minutes, just to give you guys a warning. And so you're looking forward to the weekend?
I am. I'm going to the American Film Market. I was invited by a friend, a producer writer friend, and I'm really excited. He told me about it a few months ago, and I agreed, and it's finally here.
What kind of movies are they going to have there?
So it's more like a film market. So they have like directors, producers, writers, all people who do film. Kind of go in, they do pitches and talk to different networks and things like that. So I'm not sure everything that it entails, but I'll definitely have some fun stories
exactly.
on Monday.
And you'll make a lot of contacts and stuff, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just be out there, your usual outgoing self,
I'm sure you are.
And let people know you exist,
yes.
Hey, I'm here, look at me,
Yeah, for sure, with my business card right in my pocket.
Yeah.
Ready to, here you go.
Well, good.
There you go.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I didn't know that's what they call it, but I know there's they have those conventions where they pitch shows to the networks.
Yeah.
But this is film more. It's not
this
TV
one's like
shows.
One of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I didn't even actually know about it.
Yeah.
And
so you're going to learn about some new movies, upcoming movies and stuff.
Yeah, movies and shows. And I have a pilot I directed back in January, so maybe I'll get a chance to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have it like on your phone or something? You can show it to people?
It's almost finished post-production. We just finished. A really good friend of mine, Nick, he just scored the whole thing for me. So, yeah, it's kind of been like a passion project. It was very micro-budget. We shot it in Quincy, Illinois. And the guy who hired me, I found him on backstage, and I had just taken a filmmaking class, and I had just, you know, directed a few smaller projects, and I saw this thing for director for a pilot of a TV show, and I was like, okay, let's do this. Yeah, and we did, and it was a great shoot. We took 3 days, and it was awesome.
Wow.
It was like 2 overnight shoots, and it was the wildest, most sleepless 3 days I've ever had. But
really?
Yeah.
So this is a TV show, a pilot for a TV show?
A TV show, yeah. It's a supernatural web drama. It's very CW. And
really?
Yeah, I never thought I would be into something that was CW, but I was watching... When I was talking to the guy Ryan who wrote it, he loves the CW, breathes the CW, and I never cared, you know. I was always into more like heady kind of film, and so I ended up watching Vampire Diaries, and I got so sucked into it because I was trying to get inspiration for it. And I got so sucked into it, I ended up watching like all 8 seasons, and they're hour per episode, and there's like 22 episodes per season.
Oh my God, where do you find that kind of time?
I know, it was the dark days in New York. I made the time. I was like, all right, here we go. Just got a hole up.
Dude,
that cold
binging,
winter,
man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of binging.
Jeez. So that's a good show. I mean, you like it. I would take it.
Yeah,
right?
I guess I do. I never thought I would, but sometimes you just get like roped in.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. All right, folks, we're going to take a break of just 2 minutes, so stay tuned. We'll put some music on, and I'll be right back.
I didn't need it, but every from summer and sweat dripping off me before I even knew her name. La la la, you felt like ooh la la la, yeah, no. Sapphire and moonlight, we dance for hours in the same tequila sunrise. Her body fit right in my hands, la la la.
Yorita. All right, so I missed the song. Too bad, because
that's
I
right,
love this
a good
song.
One, yeah.
You got to listen, huh?
Yeah.
I know, it's amazing because I heard it a few months ago. I guess Spotify suggested it to me, and I played it, and I thought, wow, this is a cool song, you know. And I must have just, but this. It must be new or something, right?
Yeah, I think it's fairly new. I'm
well,
not that
it is
up on
fairly
pop
new, but I looked and I saw, and there's already 750 million views on it. I figured I'm not the first one to discover
yeah.
this song.
I
know
it's amazing how fast music gets around these days. I think like Taylor Swift, when she dropped her last hit or album, I don't know which one, it skyrocketed overnight. It was one of the top viewed videos of
really?
All time. Yeah,
I don't listen to her music much, so I don't know, but I believe, you know, because she's so popular.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
I love her.
Yeah. So anyway, it's funny that, you know, I quit smoking now, and every time somebody smokes, it irritates me, you know, the
yeah.
smell. I mean, today it was like on the freeway, there's a car in front of me, and the guy was smoking, and I could smell it.
Mm-hmm,
on the
like,
freeway, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable how you can smell it from another car.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but, plus when you're going that slowly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just, you see it coming towards you. I know, I hate it.
So I'm glad to have that behind me, man, and I'm saving so much money.
I bet.
Like, I figured it was like, you know, at a pack a day, that's like $300 a month.
Oh, my gosh. How much is a pack here?
$10.
Okay. In New York, they're $15. How crazy is
that? Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
For like Marlboros is like $15, $16.
We thought $10 was bad.
I know. Everyone just buys the Bodega Lucy's. They have the little bin of just loose cigarettes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they take like those old, you know, the jars that come with the little individual pieces of candy.
Right.
When those empty, they just use those and refill them with loose
Whoa.
Cigarettes
so
instead of candy.
So people just buy by the cigarette rather than buy
yeah,
the pack.
Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. A lot of things are really expensive there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We thought it was expensive here. My God.
I know. It's like, plus with New York, like produce and stuff is so much more expensive because they have to bring it from other parts of the state or they bring it from New Jersey. So it's like, you know, I saw this one ad on the subway in New York one time and it said, you know, it was about realizing you're in New York and how cucumbers are $4. And it's so like that, you know, like plus no one lives close enough to Whole Foods or anything like that. Here in LA, there's a Whole Foods in every neighborhood pretty much,
right,
you know, or
right.
or close to.
Right.
Where in New York, you have to use like that, you know, crappier grocery store across the street. And those are actually more expensive than Whole Foods.
Really?
Believe it or not. Yeah,
jeez.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's where it's $4 for a cucumber. I remember seeing $5.99 for a single avocado one time.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, $5.99.
Yeah, how do you live like that, for crying out loud? And
you just don't
I
eat avocado.
I can't imagine they make a lot more money than we do over here, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative because property costs more. I mean, the
right.
apartment I live in here would definitely be
double probably over
more
there.
Than double
more than
I
double.
Mean I have a pool in my apartment now. It would be like a $10,000 apartment in New York.
Right.
You know, I pay $300 less than I did in New York for a 400 square foot studio.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. Well, welcome to LA. It's a lot better here, I guess. Ooh, you know, when I hear those stories, I'm like, well, thank goodness we're here. It could be worse, I guess.
Always.
Yeah. Well, when you try to pack 8 million people into a few square miles, that's what happens,
it's
you know?
True. Although I feel like whenever you say things can't get worse, that's immediately you're signaled to tell the universe to make it worse. I feel like it's like clockwork, you know?
Yeah. Like what we think matters, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Somehow the universe like knows, though. I feel like something always happens.
We're so small and insignificant. I mean, you go on an airplane, you can't even see us, you know? I mean, we're that small.
I know.
So
I know, and know, that huge airplane looks like a little ant in the sky, you know?
Right. So
it's like nothing.
I think we overestimate our value here on this planet, you know?
I think it's crazy to think that there can't be any life on other planets.
Yeah, well, you know, there isn't, I'm telling you.
There might be.
At least not that we'll ever know about.
That's
so
true.
You know, I mean, it's
so far away.
Yeah. So as far as we're concerned, this is the only place, you know?
We're the only people that exist
exactly.
in the whole universe.
Exactly. That we know of, you know?
That's, yeah.
Maybe one day people will discover it, but I doubt it. I mean, you're talking about light years away, you know?
Yeah.
The only way it would happen is if you can, like, I guess freeze people or, like...
like cryogenic freezing.
Yeah, cryogenic, like in Alien and those kind of movies. You
know? I was thinking, what is that movie with Mel Gibson? I think Elijah Wood's in it when he's a little kid. Mel Gibson gets...
Was that a space movie?
No, it's... Mel Gibson is
Mad
like...
Mad Max or something?
No. This one's a much older movie. He gets cryogenically frozen when he thought his fiance or girlfriend passed away in like the 40s or 50s.
Uh-huh.
And then reawakens because Elijah Wood and his little friend are in this like facility and they're pretending they're on like a submarine or something, and they end up like turning the thing and it opens up his like pod or whatever it is that they call it, his capsule that he's frozen in,
right.
And he ends up coming back to life by like thawing out.
Really?
So suddenly.
Yeah,
he like thawed out in just minutes, I feel like.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what movie that was, but there's been a few, I guess, like that, but I for some reason remember Alien because they but there was also this movie with Jennifer Lawrence and like recently, right? When they were like, not Interstellar, but Passengers or something, I think.
Oh,
no?
Who was in that with her? It wasn't Ryan Reynolds?
No, it was, what's his name? The other guy.
Jocelyn,
no?
Ryan Gosling?
Gosling
was
or something.
It?
I don't know.
I definitely saw that movie. It's all a haze.
Oh, you saw it?
I feel like some parts of my life are just a haze for no reason.
Yeah, right?
Like,
especially
what?
With movie.
Seen so many things, and now that we can just stream TV shows so quickly, like sometimes I've sat down to watch a TV show, and it's not until the third or fourth episode that I'm like, wait a second,
right.
I've seen this before, you know?
That's true. No, it's with Jennifer Lawrence and Pratt, whatever his first name is.
Oh, Chris Pratt.
Is it Chris Pratt or the other guy? It's called The Passengers, and is it Chris Pratt? Because he's got a brother, doesn't he, the other guy?
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm confusing the two.
I'm confusing them all. Oh, that movie I was talking about before was called Forever Young.
Forever Young?
Forever Young. It was in 1992.
Oh, it is Chris Pratt, by the way.
It's Chris Pratt.
Yeah. But so those passengers, I guess they also like slept for many years. It's called Induced Hibernation.
Yeah,
that's what it's
Can
about.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, so they traveled 60 light years away from Earth. Wow. Now that's far.
It's very far.
It's very far.
That's so crazy. Yeah, wasn't there something in that movie about how the system was set up so that they wouldn't wake up or something like that?
I think, yeah. And then they did anyway.
And then they did, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, who cares?
I know. But talking about those movies, you talked about Star Trek yesterday. Are you into Star Wars at all?
I'm not opposed to Star Wars. I feel like I saw a bunch of them when I was a kid and loved them. And now that I'm grown up, I feel like my attention span is just not what it used to be. I'm kind of like a goldfish. I'm like, okay, next. Okay, next.
And
okay,
the stories next. Get kind of convoluted after a while, you know? Totally. They look for different stories. But now I guess Disney Plus, which is launching in 4 days or so,
yeah,
is going to have Mandalorian, which is a series based on Star Wars.
Yeah.
So people are looking forward to that. And I guess my son's going to sign up. He posted on Facebook that he's going to relive his whole childhood now with all these shows.
It sounds great. I know they're taking a bunch off Netflix. I feel like it's so expensive to just like be alive nowadays because there's so many monthly subscriptions to everything, you know, like so many monthly subscriptions, so many passwords. Like if I have to make another password and username for something, I'm going to explode. Like
I know, right?
Constantly like a new website, job forums, like all of it.
We never write them down. I don't know why. We try to keep everything in our head.
I know.
And you can't remember them, you know?
I know. They have programs like LastPass,
right,
which kind of save your information and they're fantastic, but right. I feel like even then I type it in and it's like wrong password.
Exactly.
Incorrect password.
I know. They're not reliable, those things. I have Dashlane.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So sometimes, and especially if you let it create your own password, like a crazy one. If you don't have that program, you'll never get in.
15 digits long.
Right.
It's like lowercase g, uppercase t, lowercase I, letter number I
know,
zero.
Which is
like,
great, you know? But how?
Right. So I'm not going to sit there and program. Write that down.
Yeah. So if it fucks up, you don't know, man.
Totally.
You're just stuck without going into your website.
It's the best when you type in the password that you think, that you know in your head that it is. You're like, this is 100% the password.
Right.
And it says wrong password, wrong password, wrong password. So you reset your password. And then it says enter new password. So you try and use the password that you thought it was. And it says cannot use previous password. I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
I know.
This is definitely my password to begin with.
I know. And there are so many services, you know, it's like you don't know which one to get. And now they got us because they have like their original shows. So if you want to watch an original show, you have to sign up for the whole service.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to The Irishman that just came out. It's going to be on Netflix at the end of the month.
Okay.
I don't have... Well, actually, I stopped Netflix and then they started it for some reason without me asking. So I figured, okay, well, I have a month of it now. I canceled it again, but you have the whole month. And The Irishman, I'm going to catch it. That's the Martin Scorsese movie. Have you heard of it?
I haven't, but I'm a fan
it's,
of him.
Well, with... obviously, it's a mafia, mob movie about Jimmy Hoffa and how and who killed him or whatever. But it's with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, of course.
Of course.
Who are always in Scorsese's
movies. I love Pacino.
And Joe Pesci is going to be in there, too.
Oh, you know, I have seen a commercial for this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
that's a great cast.
3.5-hour movie.
See, that I could muster the right. attention span for that.
You see, I couldn't, man. The way I watch movies is like 20 minutes at a time.
Okay.
So it takes me a few days to watch a movie, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm that restless. I finish the popcorn bowl and I'm gone.
You just got to refill it.
Yeah, exactly. So, but not at the same time.
Totally.
You know? So it's got to take a few days. But I figure if it's going to be on Netflix, then I can take a few days to watch it.
Nice.
I don't have to sit 3.5 hours. I can't imagine sitting in the theater for that long. But
it's a long time.
Right.
It's a really long time.
I know.
Yeah.
Wasn't there another movie that was 3.5 hours recently? Wasn't that the...
Joker was like 2.5, I think.
Right.
Joker was awesome. Did you see
it? Yeah, no, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my gosh, it was incredible. I heard so many mixed things and I saw it and I was like... Pfft.
Really good, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, it blew me away. It blew me away. I went to see it with a friend of mine who's also an actor, and I've been really excited since I saw the trailer for Joker like months and months ago. And Joker's kind of always been like my dream role to be.
Really?
And yeah, for sure. And my friend and I saw it, and I was like, this movie is the reason why I want to be an actor.
Wow,
like, this is exactly... He was incredible.
Really?
Yeah, he was so incredible.
So do your own version of the Joker.
I know. I'm working on it. My friend is a big DC geek, and he explained to me there's actually a story of female Joker in the DC universe. It would have to be, I forget the whole thing, but basically I would have to be like Bruce Wayne's mom or something like that. I'm like, I don't care. I'm game for it. Like, whatever it is, like, I'm there.
Wow. Yeah, for sure. Interesting. Yeah. I'm trying to remember. I think it was It Chapter 2 that was 3.5 hours. That's why I never managed to go see it, although I wanted to, because I saw the first one. And I read the book a couple times. It's like a 1,200-page book by Stephen King. Oof. But, yeah.
How do you even prepare for that? I feel like, do you just, like, not drink any water for 2 or 3 hours before you go to the movies, not eat any snacks, don't drink anything? Like,
yeah, exactly. So you don't have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, or just, like, wear a diaper or something.
I know. You don't want to miss out on anything. But usually I get, like, a large Coke or something, and then I have to go.
Yeah. What's your movie theater snack of choice?
Popcorn.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
Do you do butter?
No. At home, I do butter, but not in the theater.
Yeah, it's all greasy.
Yeah, it's too much. But you know what? I also realized at home, that's not a good thing for me after the stroke, you know? I don't need all that cholesterol and fat.
Totally.
And, you know?
Gotta go for the AirPop
saturated
now.
Saturated fats and all that shit. So.
You can do some fun stuff with AirPop popcorn, because when it comes out, it's nice and warm. Mm. So you can throw, like, chocolate chips on it. When it comes out, it melts. It's really great.
Really?
I'm telling you,
hot air. How do you do that? Like, in a machine or something?
Yeah, there's, like, a little air popper machine. It has this little hood on it, and then you put the kernels in,
right,
and then put the bowl underneath. Sometimes you kind of have to put a towel over, because the kernels pop all wild sometimes, up with like a bunch of pieces on the floor.
But how is it any different from microwave?
So the microwave one usually comes with like oil in the bag. Okay, you can usually feel it has that greasiness.
Right.
And that's what helps it kind of pop or cook. And that's how you can cook it on the stove too.
And it probably gives it flavor too.
Yeah. But when you air pop, you can do whatever you want. You can do a little coconut oil on it, I like to just drizzle a little olive oil. It gives the salt something to stick to.
Yeah.
And it's much lighter.
Really?
Yeah. It's really
great. I'll try that and see.
Plus I always end up burning the popcorn when I make it on the stove.
That's why I like microwave, because it's the easiest, you know. But
so
they
easy.
Do even the non-butter one does have butter or something.
It's like hydrogenated oil,
right?
Something.
And I like it. I mean, the flavor is great, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
hydrogenated oil is delicious.
Yeah, you know, some popcorn at home is better than the theater, I think.
Yeah,
but what you're suggesting sounds kind of dry, but I don't have a choice, you know. I can't eat all that.
It's not as bad as you think. I promise. Yeah, and it's nice because it comes out nice and toasty, and it's good.
I'll try that. I'll get the machine and see how it works.
Sometimes the kernels though are a little squeaky. You know, when you're eating popcorn and it's kind of dry and you feel it like squeaking against your teeth, it kind of gives me the chills a little bit. I'm like, oh.
The things that we think about,
For sure.
Wow.
Do you have any sounds that kind of like skeeve you out, like nails on a chalkboard? Or
I guess nails on chalkboard would be that, but how often do you hear that?
I know, right? Not too much outside of school.
Yeah.
For me, I hate when someone's flipping pages in a magazine and it's the glossy page and they rub their fingers together on the page and it makes that little squeaky sound.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I hate it.
Oh, wow.
I hate it so much. It makes me crazy. Sitting in like a doctor's office, there's like 5 people around me just squeaking paper. I'm like going out of my mind. I'm like, please call my name.
Yeah, for me, what I can think about is a screaming baby. You know, that
would make
me crazy.
That's classic.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean,
screeching baby.
Oh, man. I've waitressed so many years, and I'll tell you, working a brunch shift and there's like children screaming everywhere is like the most contraceptive you'll ever need in your life. You're like, I'm so good on this.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. And sometimes I don't understand people bringing their kids or dogs to places that are not appropriate, you know?
Yeah.
And you just go, well, man, what are you thinking, man? You know, just like, I don't know. I don't like that. You know?
It's not even for me. Like, if you want to bring your kid out to eat, I get that. But the thing is, parents completely ignore the kid. And from a server's perspective, there's been so many, almost every single time I've worked in a restaurant and there's a child there, the family just lets the kid run around, sit on the floor. My mom would have never let me just sit on the floor. She's
and you probably have to hear the complaint. Do other people complain to you? Or
sometimes.
Yeah,
I mean, when I worked at a high-end restaurant in New York, you know, people are paying $500 to $1,000 for their dinner for like 2 or 3 people. And there's a child screaming right next to them. I'm like, we shouldn't even have high chairs in a place like this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But
leave the kid at home. Get a friggin' babysitter.
But it's dangerous because what people don't realize is if I'm bringing like hot tea to your table on a tray and the tray's big enough and your kid's on the floor and it's dark in there, I can't see the kid.
Yeah.
So I could trip over the kid, spill the hot tea on the kid. you know, you just don't know. It's dangerous. And like people just let their kids walk up and down the stairs. And there's and restaurants are small because they try and really pack the tables. And so if your kid's laying in the middle of the only space I have to walk, it's like really slowing me down. And I'm like slammed with things to do. I'm like, get out of my way.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's pretty selfish, I think, you know. But
yeah,
what are you going to tell people? You know, people don't some people don't care.
They don't. People like to do what they want.
Yeah, exactly.
What a world.
Have you been to Disneyland since you came here?
No, it's on my list, though.
You got to check it out, right? I know. I want to see the Star Wars ride, actually. And they're saying it's pretty cool. But can you imagine the lines are probably, like, unbelievable there?
Totally.
You know? And
absolutely.
One thing I hate is lines, you know?
I know.
Crowds of people.
Definitely.
But,
the worst.
But apparently some people, they said it wasn't as bad as people would had thought in the beginning. And I actually know some people who went, and they enjoyed themselves.
They enjoyed it?
Yeah. So.
I know some Star Wars fans who were kind of disappointed that Disney picked up Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah, they were kind of bummed about it. They feel like it's not going to be the same. And like, well.
I know Disney picked everybody, picked up everybody, you know?
Disney owns a lot of companies. I worked for Disney World in 2008.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I did the college internship program. And so a friend of mine, and I drove our cars from Jersey to Virginia, took the auto train from Virginia to Florida. And the auto train is an amazing time.
Uh-huh.
You drive your car onto the actual train, and then you and your friend have, you know, your seats on the train, but then there's a dining car and they give you free wine with dinner. So we like, they just keep putting new carafes of wine on the table. So we kept filling our water bottles with the wine and then just drinking them. Wow. And then woke up in the morning, it was like hot Florida primetime sun in the end of August, and it was 7 o'clock in the morning, super humid, like 95 degrees already at 7 a.m. and we were completely hungover and didn't know where we were going. And it was like back when GPS was like a little box that you would buy and just put it in your car instead of on your phone. So my friend's like plugging it into her GPS on how to get there, and we keep having to turn around because we're going the wrong direction. It's rerouting. And it was a mess, and we were just so hot. We were like, we need like bread, or we just like need a bagel or something, like just soak it up. It was
that's
wild.
Unusual. I mean, an auto train, I never heard of that before.
Yeah.
So it saved you from having to drive.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and it wasn't that expensive. I think it was like $300 to go really, from Virginia to Florida.
From Virginia to Florida.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It probably costs that much just to go without your car. No?
Yeah, like a plane, like a flight.
Like a plane
ticket. So much a flight is pretty much from here back home.
Yeah.
It's about $300 to $400.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes $250. You never know.
I know.
I mean, this season, it's definitely more like $500 and up. But.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the demand.
Got to save up the sky miles.
Yeah. I know. I was going to go to Vegas this weekend, but then... I realized things were like you go on Expedia and it tells you you go for two nights, right? Mm-hmm. So it'll give you the prices of the hotel. You go, oh, Caesar's Palace, two nights for $450. Great. And then you click on it and you realize, no, that's one night's thing. I thought, why are they misleading you like this? You know what I mean? Because on the results page, it doesn't say per night. It just says the price.
Yeah, and that should be everything together.
Yeah, it should say per night, you know, but it doesn't. Only when you click on it does it say that. So I'm like, forget about that. I'm not spending $800, $900 for two nights in Vegas, you know.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, you know.
Just for
but I do like a nice hotel there. Usually I go to Vegas only for 2 days because I can't handle more than that, you know.
Yeah.
I used to live there. I lived there twice, actually, in the 70s and in the 90s.
Okay.
And but I don't like it anymore, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't been in like probably 8 years or something.
Okay. What's your favorite thing to do there?
Nothing, really.
Yeah, I know.
Just drive around, see the old places where I grew up
and
things like that. I was there when I was 16. I came from Israel straight to Vegas because I had some family there.
Yeah.
So I went to high school there, too, the last 2 years of high school. So for me, it's like just going to see the new places and all that. But I haven't been to the downtown experience still, the Fremont experience, whatever
call
it. You never been to Vegas at all?
No.
Well, you got to go. It's only 3.5-4 hours to drive.
That's so crazy how close that is.
It is, you know.
Yeah.
And you probably like it. Everybody that's never been there would like it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's different.
Yeah. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. So I figured, so let me see the rates for next week, and they're much lower. So I figured it's probably because it's a 3-day weekend for some people.
Sure.
And it's also the last minute, you know?
Yeah.
So you get like the prices season. Are high, right?
Yeah.
But
do you ever go back to Israel and visit?
I haven't been there in a long time since we brought my parents here a few years ago from there to here. No, I haven't gone because I really hate the 15-hour flight, you know?
Yeah, it's a rough one.
I've grown to hate flying, and it's funny because I used to love flying, you know?
Really?
And I took my own flying lessons and stuff, but there was a story where I stalled the plane.
Oh, I remember you telling me about
that. Yeah, right? And I almost died and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
So since then, I've had it with airplanes, you know?
Yeah.
But
I bet.
But sometimes you don't have a choice, you know, so you get on one. And then I took an edible once flying from here to Sacramento. And I freaked out completely. So that kind of didn't help either. But when I think of being on a plane for 16 hours, I'm like, there's no way I can do this anymore.
Yeah, it feels
even if
trapped.
I sleep, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
It feels, trapped in a tin can 30,000 feet.
Oh, you know? Nothing below
out.
You.
Yeah, can't get out.
I know.
Can't do shit. So I don't know. So, I'm just not, I'm not crazy about going, you know.
Yeah.
It would be nice if it was closer, but whatever.
I went for Tugleet, and it was really great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did Tugleet like 4
that's
years ago.
That's Birthright, right?
Yeah, that's how I met my roommate now, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I hadn't talked to him in years, and I was like, hey, I'm moving to L.A.
Yeah.
So
Birthright, for those of you who don't know, takes people or young people to Israel in the hopes that you'll like it and make Aliyah, immigrate to there and stuff like that.
Just to learn about your heritage, and it's 10 days, and they pay free, for the flight.
Right. And you go with a group of young people your age.
Yeah,
and
there's like 40 people in my group. It was so many people. I was not expecting that.
Really?
Yeah, I was definitely. Yeah.
Both my kids have been separately at separate times. But and then when my daughter was, actually when both were there, I was there too.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So I traveled there, and so I met him afterwards, and then we had some good time, and
I showed him
where I grew up and everything. So that was nice, but yeah, so you liked it there?
I loved it. I just wish the trip was maybe a day or two longer just because they packed our days.
Right.
Like, we were up every day at like 5:30 in the morning, and we didn't get back until like 10:30 at night. And then, of course, you have an hour of like winding down where everyone just hang out, you know, in the courtyard or the lobby, wherever our hotel or whatever we were staying in at the time was. So we'd end up going to bed at like 11:30 midnight and then waking up at 5 in the morning again. And
oh, good.
It was wild. And you know that song in The Lion King where they're like, ma, semenya, or whatever it is. They, our bus driver thought it was really funny to blast that on full blast every time we all started falling asleep.
Oh my God.
You drive from one end of Israel to the other. Right. So, you know, we'd all fall asleep on the bus every chance we got. We were just like napping constantly, and he would just blast it and wake us all up. And it was funny the first like one or three times, but on like the fourth day, we all started just like throwing crumpled up trash at him from like our seats. You're like, shut up. It's the worst.
Enough for that.
Yeah. It was the worst. We're like, we're so tired, like just shaky and like a little anxious the whole time.
Right.
It was great.
Did you like the food? Did you get to taste some of the food?
Yeah, definitely. I loved it. I'll definitely say being someone who doesn't eat meat, I got my fix of falafel. I didn't eat falafel, I think, for like 6 months after
the
trip.
After that?
Yeah. I was like, I can't.
There's some good ones here, you know?
Oh, for sure.
There's a lot of good ones. There's actually a couple trucks out here in the valley that have the best falafel ever, you know?
You'll have to tell me. I love it.
But yeah, but that's the thing. There's a lot of vegetarian and vegan food in Israel that you don't have, you know, like hummus and all that, and salads.
Yeah,
and
the salads for breakfast is so awesome.
Right.
I do a lot of salads for breakfast nowadays since then because of that. Yeah,
I know, like the nice Mediterranean salad with tomatoes and cucumbers.
Yeah,
that's what I eat all the time.
I love it.
Yeah.
Tabbouleh.
I know. Here, salad is just leaves of lettuce, you know?
I know. It's so different.
It's so different. Yeah. You know?
Totally.
But
we went to Golan Heights Winery. Do you know Golan Heights?
Of course.
Yeah. And it was awesome. It was some of the best wine I've had.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I just wish we could have had some more time there.
Really?
And it was like, you know, from the East Coast, we don't have fruit trees everywhere. Yeah. And here in LA, there's also fruit trees. But I remember seeing just like a wild pomegranate tree in Israel. And I was like, oh my God, a pomegranate tree. And like, these are like $5 a piece back east, you know? And being out here, I saw a pomegranate tree on the side of the 101. I was like,
I know,
can
right?
we just like stop real quick and just get some pomegranates?
I know. In the house I'm renting, there's a few of them. I didn't even realize what they were, yeah. those trees, until they actually started blossoming and stuff. Yeah. And I've got like a million of them at home right now.
Yeah.
The squirrels are eating all of them. But,
oh, cute.
Yeah.
I love it. The little stained red mouths from eating them, probably.
Yeah, yeah, and they leave them all like chewed up and yeah. stuff, half eaten.
Like, just pick one and eat those. Yeah. Don't graze around contaminating all the rest. Man. Yeah.
The squirrels are pretty aggressive, you know, and I have like about two or three in the backyard, and they constantly like chase each other, make a lot of noise, you know,
they
with
do.
All the, you know.
I like their little sounds. They're like,
yeah, exactly. And then with the trees, they move the trees and rustle everything.
Yeah.
And you go, wow, you know, I mean,
yeah,
it's like, it's scary because you're sitting there quietly and suddenly, bam, they start to chase each other, yeah. you know, on the roof of the garage and everything. It's a whole thing. You
it's
know?
So cute back east. When it starts getting cold, all the squirrels get really, really fat.
Uh-huh.
And they
really?
Get so fat. Like, they look like they swallowed a softball. They get so tubby, and their arms are all chubby, and they're just eating constantly. It's wow. really cute. Yeah, it's like my favorite time of year, seeing all the fat squirrels. I'd say the squirrels in New York are the only things that are not aggressive, because you can hand feed the squirrels in New York. They'll go right. They'll come right
oh,
up
really?
To you. Yeah, they'll put their hands right on your finger and grab like a nut out of your hand or
really?
Whatever it is you're feeding them. Yeah,
jeez,
they're the only
here,
nice
they're
things.
So scared.
Yeah,
they're
so scared.
I know. But I have also an opossum that comes every once in a while
nice.
In the evening, and he walks right in front of me there. I'm like, excuse me.
Definitely
the
excuse
The other
me.
Night, I had a cat walking right in front of me. This is my backyard now.
Yeah.
But they don't give a shit. They just go wherever.
I love that.
I know. So it's pretty, pretty fun.
Nice.
But... I guess, so talking about Disney, I guess Frozen 2 is coming out, right?
Really?
Yeah, are you going to see that?
Probably not.
No, huh?
Nothing against Frozen, but I think the dead horse was beaten plenty
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I never
right.
saw that one because my kids were already older by then, so
yeah.
you got to have little kids to watch these movies, you know?
Yeah, and even if you don't, I feel like you still end up knowing some of the key songs.
Right.
In the show, just from hearing them all the time.
I know.
In department stores, in the grocery store, you're like, all right, I don't need to hear Let It Go one more time. You know.
I know. We do have two small girls in the family, and the little one constantly has to dress like a princess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a different princess.
Yeah. I love that. So
well.
Funny.
They have something here. I didn't listen to this, but on CNN, they have a show with a woman called Lisa Ling. It's called This Is Life with Lisa Ling. And she always looks for sexually themed things. So this is a little clip from a couple explaining swingers lifestyle. So I want to play this because I'm curious to see what they're going to say. Let's play it up.
You know, like incomprehensible. Like, my partner is having sex with someone else right now.
Yeah.
So do you like leave your home and literally spend the night with someone else and then come back the next day? Or how does that work? Do you ever bring people here? Or?
We have. So, I mean, anything you can imagine.
Things. Okay. Do y'all ever watch each other with
yes.
other people?
You're watching her have sex with someone else is one of the things I love.
Can you imagine
wow.
that? I mean, wow.
I don't find myself at a loss for words often, but.
I think yeah, we said
see,
this yesterday. I guess whatever you're into, it exists,
right.
you know?
I have a friend who says it turns me on when another man would, like, do my woman. I'm like, are you kidding me? I would fucking die.
Yeah,
man.
No, totally. I'd you come know? Out swinging with a bat. Like.
So you have to wonder where it comes from, you know?
Yeah,
where
you never know.
Where does it come from?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I actually, I've seen her show before. The first episode I ever saw, she... was in the LA coroner's office, and they have this giant warehouse room with these like unclaimed bodies.
Oh, good.
It was so crazy. And she just followed the coroner around, and they were just talking about how many bodies they pick up and everything. It was a really, really crazy episode. If you haven't seen it, I would definitely Yeah. Check it out. I'm sure you could find it online somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah. It Sounds was a wild good. Episode. Yeah.
Let's hear a little more of this.
It's funny to people to say that. My friends have said things to me like, you must not love her if you don't get jealous. But that it's not the case at all. Because I love her unconditionally, I find so much joy in anything that makes her happy.
For me, growing up, jealousy was actually a way to show how you love someone. But when John and I reconnected, from that point forward, I realized that I had this infinite amount of love or capacity to form whatever kind of bond or relationship with someone else.
And the rest is history.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Guess you never know where someone's coming from.
Yeah. I got to come clean. When I was younger, I lived in Vegas, I told you, in the 90s also. So I went to a swingers house, and that was a place, one of the few that would allow some single men in, you know, because usually it's couples and single women because men would overwhelm the party, you know, single men. So, I mean, I've got some stories from there, you know. Those were some adventures. I must have been in my early 30s at the time, yeah. So that was a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, wait a minute. Yeah, early 30s in the 90s, yeah. So, I had some adventures there. And, I couldn't understand how people did that with their couples, you know.
Yeah.
One time I met this woman I started dating, and I told her about this, and she's like, well, let's go. I said, I don't think I can really do this with another woman that I'm in a relationship. And she's like, well, let's just go check it out. So we did, and we didn't really do anything with anybody else. We ended up just getting it on together in a room. And then everybody started coming and looking at us. I'm like, my God, it's rooms without doors. You know?
Yeah, totally.
And I thought, my that God, what are weird. We doing here? You know?
Yeah, totally.
But I've got some stories, man. I actually had a husband watching me do his wife and stuff. And I don't know how I could do that, but I did.
Yeah, I mean, it's always worth a try.
Yeah, but to be on the other side of the equation, no, I could never do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember having a friend ask me to cover a shift for her one time. And I was like, she asked me in this really weird way. And I was like, only if you tell me why you're being so weird about it.
Yeah.
And she was like, I was invited to this like swingers party. And she was telling me all about it. And I was like, okay, I'll cover your shift only if you tell me all the details,
hear about it.
And then she did. And I ended up covering like two other shifts for her so she could go. I was like, I need to hear more. Like,
oh God.
Yeah.
No, people do all kinds of things, man, and they call it a lifestyle, and they enjoy it, you know. And they don't. It's and apparently it's not only about sex, you know. They go and they socialize first, and things like that, you know. Have parties and all that. So
totally,
whatever, you know.
Yeah,
I love sex, but
I
love sex, but not that much. I'm not gonna do that.
There's a line.
Exactly.
For you.
No third persons for me. No thruples either, right?
Yeah, thruples.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there might be some. Conscious uncoupling.
Yeah, exactly. Like, get the hell out of here, you know?
Yeah.
And many times I would think that if one partner would suggest it to the other partner, they'd probably go to hell, you know?
Totally.
Or something, you know?
Yeah, I know. Probably. Sometimes it goes over well, sometimes it doesn't. You never know.
Right.
It's a crazy conversation.
So you have to be very confident, I guess, in your relationship to be able to even suggest it to your partner.
Totally.
You know, to do it.
Totally.
All right. Well, folks, enough shit for one day.
Yeah.
We, I guess we had a short week, but it was nice.
Yeah.
And next week we're going to have guests just about all week. So that'll be fun. We'll introduce Jen to some of our guests, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to call them. But at any rate, we'll see. I don't know about my plans for the weekend since Vegas is shot, but I'm thinking I need to get out of town for a little bit, even a couple days, you know.
Yeah, do it.
So maybe I'll do that. We'll see. Or I'll probably just end up doing what I do every weekend, and that is not much.
Yeah, sometimes not much is nice. You need that little brain vacay.
I guess. I don't know.
No, go out. Go do something fun. It'll be good for your head.
Okay, I guess I will.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
really,
you have a great weekend, too.
You
have
too.
A productive one, too, at the film thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, everybody. We'll see you all on Monday.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.